We're in the back of Primark Super Value Car Park and the back of Active 2, where they've come through a 4-inch block, solid block wall, with hammers and drills. Then they came in through my back of my shop and cut a curtain and then started to spray my CCTV cameras.
Marty, we'll just take a look at this hole. It's about, I don't know, about half a metre by half a metre. You know, breeze blocks,
solid
concrete
block.
that have been just hacked.
Yeah, hacked. Just smashed open with sledgehammers. And the whole wall has to come out because it's all split everywhere now, so it's not safe. They've smashed the window up here, but they didn't realise it was double locked. So they've smashed the window and then they only got one lock open.
So they tried to get in the door first.
They tried to get in the door, yeah. That's where they punched open the glass here.
And then they just went for the wall.
So they must have had the sledgehammering with them just in case. But the place was well caged out, well sussed out now.
So if we just walk just a couple of feet over here, we're coming out of the curtain area.
The curtain's cut in half. Whoever the assailant was put the curtain over his head, went up and spread the first CCTV camera, which is on my right-hand side, and then continued up the shop.
This CCTV camera,
unless you knew exactly what you're looking for or had already been pre-seen. The camera.
And you can still see the black spray on a trainer box just below.
Yes, as you can see. And then they continued on up the shop with three other cameras, as you can see, and they're all sprayed black. So that was the CCTV, the viewing gone for 3 hours. And then they just continued. The shutters were down. It was pitch black. So then he just continued around the shop with a torch. And he just took whatever. He kept opening boxes and seeing that the stuff he wanted. But he knew exactly. It was all the Canterbury and O'Neill stuff that they took.
So you could see some of what was going on the CCTV,
except their faces. Because obviously the camera's all blacked.
And what did you watch?
I just watched and it's just a dark shadow. Well, a torch just going around for 3 hours and just moving stuff out to the hole,
Marty, you work hard.
Business
is hard.
Yeah, business. I've never seen this tough. This has been the toughest January and February I've ever put through in any business. This was a big, big thump.
What was that feeling when you're sitting there watching someone coming into your store?
It was just what it turned my stomach. That's the God's honest truth. It was just to see somebody in your own shop for 3 hours walking about with a torch, taking whatever they wanted. It was just gut-wrenching, really. It was just heartbreaking. I just got 40 pairs of messy football boots in last Tuesday. They took the whole lot. Cleaned the Asics running shoes, Mizuno running shoes, all the new Tyrone half-zips and jerseys, plus all the Canterbury half-zips and jerseys. Irish rugby gear completely gone. Ulster rugby gear completely gone. So it was a big clean-out.
Have you managed to count the cost yet?
We're talking 30,000 to 50,000.
It's a huge amount of your stock.
It is, surely. It's a big, well, as you can see, the shop's well emptied.
Do you have fears for the future?
Big fears for the next 4 to 5 months. Whether to meet the bills, and when I see the amount of stuff that's actually gone, you're sitting down, you're selling a pair of football gloves and you might be making £2 or £3. You're saying, well, I've just made £3, but I've just lost 50,000. I don't see much of a future.
Do you see a point where you may have to close?
I do indeed, unfortunately.
Because of this?
It's been a big burglary. It's pure hassle. The police have been very good there, giving me a good hand. And people, the general public in Omagh and surrounding areas have been brilliant. Supporting and bring me in fruit and sandwiches and tea and coffee, and they've been very good.
Marty, you've been here a long time in Omagh.
30 years I've been selling sports stuff. It's a long time.
It's quite scary, isn't it? When we take a wee walk down again, just to see the stark reality of how they actually got in. I mean, I can imagine other businesses are also quite worried.
I've just been speaking to the jeweller next door, and he says, you know, when they go through block walls, I guess it is very scary. It's different. It's a different breaking. It's not an ordinary breaking of a door or a glass window. It's come through a solid wall.
You're resilient.
I'm resilient. I'm determined to keep going.